broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. This is the broadcast for Saturday, September the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property. And last hour, we talked about a variety of things. We talked about America's fight, civilization versus anarchy, writes Newt Gingrich in Newsweek. Newt's right for a change. We talked about guess who trained today's street terrorists. G. Edward Griffin writes that piece. The old idea of the divide and conquer strategy had been further refined as long ago as 1862. The concept called the primal race struggle is being used against us. Therein lies the explanation for the violence unfolding on our streets today. It is important to understand the continuity between the rioters and the racists of the 60s who trained the same in our streets today. We talked about Disney's Mulan, 2020, loyalty, bravery, truth, and devotion to family are the pillars of a virtuous society. We talked about the war going on in our society, focus on the family over abortion. We talked about this issue that law and order is for everyone, says Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. Calling for law and order was never controversial until President Trump did it. Now, that's funny on one hand. On the other hand, now that President Trump's message of law and order is resonating in America, the media is against it, right? The media says that restoring order isn't just controversial. It's racist too, Sheriff. That's what Tony Perkins of Family Research Council is saying. That's what all these different people are saying. Everybody's starting to realize this isn't going to go away. This is going to continue to escalate, Sheriff. Hold on, let me put you up. It's just going to escalate, sir.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really amazed at how prophetic some of your shows have been regarding that.
I don't want to be prophetic, but we do see the writing on the wall.
Well, of course you're prophetic. You don't have to just be a prophet to be prophetic. But it's been extremely based, one, on eternal truth, biblical principles, and what you have said, especially about secret combinations and subterfuge of all of this, it's just really coming to fruition. G. Edward Griffin and Newt Gingrich actually agreeing on the same principles. That hasn't happened in a long time.
I agree.
But G. Edward Griffin is just an amazing man, probably the most humble and intelligent man I've met in a long, long time. I really love to listen to him speak, and his sincerity and his humility are such a powerful thing. And I followed him for years, and his book that came out, The Creature of Jekyll Island, the word prophetic comes back to mind again. But I'm actually supposed to be speaking with him on his Red Pill Expo that's going
to
happen.
All right, so that's what we're going to get to this hour. I don't want to spend forever on the troubles in our society, but I want to highlight that they are real. And you can't just check out of this fight, ladies and gentlemen, is the point. You can't go, I'm going to retire and just go golfing. You can't say, well, it might affect my reelection chances. You can't say, well, I might not keep my job. You've got to be as the founding fathers, and you got to stand for something. Otherwise, you'll fall for everything. And the reason that I point this out is because it seems like more and more and more as I look around me, people are checking out of the fight, even though they should be checking into the fight. And you can't fall for the lie that it's a battle in the streets for the extreme, not for me. I'll just pray it doesn't come to a store, to a theater, to a riot near me kind of an idea, because it's a coming. And even if it doesn't affect you on your doorstep today, what will society look like for your children if you don't engage? So the reason that I bring this up is, although a lot of people are jettisoning the fight, Sheriff, and even though I've been correct on a lot of these topics because I study hard and I pray hard, a friend of mine, I was discussing this with me last night, and he said, the only problem with you, Sam, is sometimes your timing is off. You're right on all the points. Your timing is just off. And I've always said on the radio and everywhere else, I don't know the timing. I just know what's going to happen. Why do I know what's going to happen? Because I read the prophecies and I see the writing on the wall. It can only get worse. How can it get better? Why? Because the people are not moral. And I'm telling you, when the people are not moral, society goes to heck in a handbasket. The only way for it to change and for me to have a different outlook and a different view and a different projection for the future, if you will, is if we repent as a people, and I don't see us doing it. But I digress, except to say it isn't a matter of me being right or wrong. What it's a matter of is influencing people to get engaged in meaningful ways. And even though a lot of people are checking out of the fight, and I beg them not to, there's a lot of people that are doubling down in the fight and escalating their efforts. And you refer to one of them. Let's talk about this expo you'll be at. G. Edward Griffin has an expo. And believe it or not, it's in Jekyll Island in October, what, the 11th and the 12th this year?
Yeah, I think that's it, or 10 and 11. Yeah,
is it 10 and 11? Okay.
10 and 11, because the 12th is the day we're supposed to be back to school in person. Yeah, so the October 12th date is something powerful in my mind.
Okay.
So we'll have to talk about that.
Even focus on the family and family research counselor talking about, hey, calling for law and order wasn't even controversial until Trump did it. And this is an interesting comment to make, because it's not about Trump, is it?
Yeah, I don't know on that one. It certainly looks that way.
It looks that way, but I don't think it's about Trump. I think it's about the people who stand for moral values and moral beliefs, and the people who should stand for law and order, and the people who should stand for peace rather than riots and everything else. The majority of the people are not willing to speak up. City after city after city of silent people, if they started to speak up and say, wait a minute, we agree with Trump. This is not about Trump. This is not we love or hate Trump. This is a fundamental reality that law and order is for everyone. That's the peaceful trademark of our society. When someone wins an election, we peacefully transfer power. When somebody gets out of control and violates the laws, we create accountability. We arrest them. We stop them. We don't tolerate it. This is the hallmark of what makes a republic. This has nothing to do with Trump, except for that he's on the right side of the issue.
Yeah, and he's been right on a lot of things. And I still wonder how much he would have achieved if he would have had any cooperation from the swamp. He has been so plagued with everything that they can throw at him, and including the coronavirus, and it appears even on that he's now coming out ahead. The economy is completely rebounding, at least the stock market part of it. Unemployment is down to 8.5%. It was at 31 just a couple of months ago, and it just looks like this guy has the Midas touch. And if a Democrat had done this, they would already be building monuments to a Democrat doing this, especially Barack Obama. And what did Barack Obama do to get out of the recession of 2008? He just spent more money, And then look what a hero they're trying to make that out to be, and Biden campaigning on that. That look at, we took the worst recession and economy since the Great Depression, and we made it better. What did they do? They spent more money. The leadership qualities between the two, and I don't see how Biden can even keep a straight face, but I think it's because he's so senile, it's easier to do. Because being in government 47 years, and what really, why doesn't he just list all his accomplishments?
All right, well, check this out. Headline says this: Black voter approval of Trump hits 45%.
Really?
Overall rating hits pre-coronavirus levels. President Trump's approval rating among likely voters reached its pre-coronavirus level. 52% on Friday, and including an astonishing 45% of blacks. And this is the big pollsters, Sheriff. They say Obama was at 47% at the same point in his presidency. George W. Bush and Obama were under 51% at other times as well. But it's a tracking poll that found 42% strongly approve. And I guess the poll was released by the main pollster. Zogby poll folks got involved and said even the Zogby Strategies poll said at least 20%+ of the blacks are now for Donald Trump. This is a huge turnaround, and this proves, even though they're trying for a racial divide, the American people are seeing through the lie now, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's an amazing statistical analysis, Sam, that Trump is that high with all of the media going after him the way they have. I guess it proves we're partly wrong that some of the propaganda and some of the brainwashing doesn't work. And I guess when you get hit with reality enough, then maybe it backfires on them. And maybe
that's what's starting to happen. And this is the proof that it's not really a racial issue. Everybody realized law and order matters.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. Freedomslight.us. This event is completely free, now more than ever. We need to ensure Freedom's Light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. Freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
All right, Donald Trump is starting to have a rise in the polls. Will it stay that way is the question. 45% of blacks. 45% approval for Donald Trump among the blacks. Law and order is for everyone, and people are starting to see it and realize it and make a difference. And I would like to put a lot of the efforts on people who are black, who are conservative, that are challenging the narrative of the Democrats, which has been if you're black, you'll vote Democratic. A lot of these blacks are going, that's bogus. And when President Trump had his Republican National Convention, a lot of black people spoke, from Ben Carson on down. Presidential hopeful Kanye West recently explained that the importance of family is the reason behind his stance and why he's pro-life. So from Kanye West to Ben Carson to Candace Owens to Star Parker to all kinds of people. We're seeing David A. Clark Jr. More and more and more blacks are saying, listen, I don't believe in your democratic psychosis. I don't believe that Trump is the enemy. I don't believe Trump is a racist. I don't believe that this racial divide should be allowed to stand. One of my good friends, Lloyd Marcus, a black guy, calls himself the unhyphenated American. It isn't about being black or white. It's about being American, and it's about backing the ideals of God, family, and country, Sheriff.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, that almost takes us back to the Milan movie, but it also takes us back to the fundamentals of American idealism. And to see all of that destroyed them, it literally just breaks my heart. And I can't believe that we've gone this far beyond feeling, that we've gone this far into debauchery and dishonesty. And I just, you know, being around good people and being around family right now, we brought Don's mom up to Utah for the first time ever to visit Lucy in her home here. She's been to Utah before, but she's never been to Lucy's home before here in Pleasant Grove. We're just having a good time with family, and we've had some real great discussions about what we're talking about right now. We're really busy. We're working hard, and we're trying to counter everything that's going on that we've been talking about the last hour. We've got to stand and fight, and it doesn't mean violently. It means morally and spiritually, we must stand and fight. You and I have never advocated violence, nor will we ever. And to see it all coming down so violently is really heartbreaking.
All right, I want to bring this up. My buddy Matt Staver at Liberty Council, LC.org, doing a phenomenal job. And I think he puts this all in perspective. All right, here's what he says. This is really important. He says this. It doesn't matter how old or how young. It doesn't matter how big or how small. God will strengthen us all to accomplish his mighty will. He is gathering Gideon's army. And while godless giants might view the Lord's people as small or old or weak, the Lord our God has and will prepare us all for victory in his sacred name. Matt, Liberty Council, LC.org. That's the way I'm seeing this fight. My point about people are leaving the fight is not a point of negativity. It's a point of reality. But as Gideon's army of old was, we care not, ladies and gentlemen. What we do is double and triple and quadruple our efforts. We get on our knees before God and we stand up and we go to work. And with that in mind, I wanted to highlight the problem so people get it. I want to highlight the wrong action, which is, it's not my fight, I'm going to retire, I'm going to whatever. That's not the way to go. But then I'm going to highlight the people that are doing it. President Trump is doing it. The guy's wealthy. He doesn't need to take on this fight. He could go, golly, it's pretty, hardcore. It might mess up my hotels or my Trump name of legacy. Or, okay, he's not. He's in the fight. Richard Mack could say, well, I lost my job as a sheriff, but I sleep at night. There are people in the fight, from a Kanye West to a Ben Carson to a Sheriff Richard Mack to a David Clark. We're all starting to stand together. And while the masses seem to be leaving the fight, Gideon's army is being refined and prepared as the battles continue, Sheriff. And this is where I take courage. So this expo, I'm going to see if I can't go to this as well, the 11th or the 12th. It's going to be in Jekyll Island, Georgia. A historic event in October. That's where the movers and the shakers are going to end up being. That's where we're going to make a difference and get involved and et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to try to go to that event as well. Now, I bring this up because your event coming up, I want to talk about too. These are places where people are actually escalating their efforts as they should be doing right now, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam, I had something really touching happen this week because of it. I've been calling sheriffs and other people all across the country every day. I'll be doing it again today. And I actually had one sheriff who I've been very close to, and I actually helped him campaign about 6 years ago for his first election out in Texas. And we've remained very close ever since. You know, he calls me, I call him about whatever's going on in the country and blah, blah, blah. And I emailed him a flyer for the event that you and your daughter helped me put together. And he emailed me back and said he wouldn't be able to attend, that he had some other commitments. And then he called me and he said, "Hey, you got my email about how I couldn't come, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "I was actually going to call you back and explain to you how important this was." And he goes, "Well, why don't you explain it to me now?" And I said, "Sheriff, this is probably the most important meeting we've had in America since the Constitutional Convention." And he said, "Really?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Why do you say that?" And I said, "Because this is the only hope left for America, is the sheriff standing unified. And this meeting will be the unification of constitutional sheriffs across this country and will be the kickoff of creating hundreds more constitutional sheriffs in America that will actually be restoring the Constitution as the great law of this country, that a movement that we've been praying for and hoping for is actually going to springboard off of this conference, one-day conference, an all-day conference at Liberty University. Where else could we be proclaiming liberty better than at Liberty University?" And I said, "This is going to happen. There's going to be hundreds of sheriffs there and other public officials, but there's also going to be those, the nucleus, to take this back to their state, making this the time when we actually fulfill the promise that the county sheriff is indeed America's last hope. And we will not shrink from that. And this meeting is going to be the time we decide to do just that." And he goes, "I will be there." Now, Sam, I'm telling you, that just totally touched me. He had some pretty strong family commitment, but he said that. He said, "Sheriff," he still calls me Sheriff. He says, "Sheriff, if you say that that's what this meeting's going to be, then I'll be there." So I said, "Great." And I mean, I literally had a tear in my eye when he said that. But he's moving around some serious family commitment, and he's going to be there. We're still trying to raise money for this. We're trying to pay the hotel. You know, in the past, we've actually paid for airfare. We're paying some airfare for some of our speakers, obviously. But we're not able to pay the airfare this time for the sheriffs attending. But I am picking up the hotel. And we're trying to get CSPUA some funds so we can pay for the continental breakfast and then for the lunch. We really don't want people to have to leave to go to lunch, so we're going to try to have that catered in.
All right. This event is at what, Liberty University?
Yes, Lynchburg, Virginia, September 30th, 9 to 5. And there's still room to get a lot of people there. Everybody listening, you should be contacting your sheriff and make sure he's doing everything he can to attend, and you need to make sure that you're helping him or her to get there. I will say, Sam, you and I talked about this also, and Sheriff Sharon Worley has agreed to be the MC.
Let's talk about this. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. People are making a difference, folks, in Gideon's Army, I'm telling you right now, and we're reporting on it on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump vehemently denies calling fallen soldiers losers and suckers. The denial comes on the heels of a story from The Atlantic where anonymous sources say the president made the remarks during a trip to France in 2018. Former National Security Advisor and Trump critic John Bolton told Fox News he did not hear Trump make the alleged statements.
I didn't hear either of those comments or anything even resembling them. I was there at the point in time that morning.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden earlier in the day from Wilmington, Delaware, took the president to task.
If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Eight people were arrested Friday night when a group of 150 Black Lives Matter protesters smashed windows and graffitied storefronts in Lower Manhattan. Police sources tell the New York Post that at least two Starbucks, five banks, and a Dwayne Reed had their windows busted, causing an estimated $100,000 in damage. Police recovered two stun guns, smoke grenades, plus burglary and graffiti tools. All were charged with rioting. Some were additionally charged with weapons and burglary tool possession. China announced that it will require travelers taking direct flights to the country from the U.S. to test negative for the coronavirus within 3 days of their trip. In a statement, China's U.S. embassy said those traveling to China from America and any passenger transitioning from a country that Beijing has designated as requiring the screening must provide negative results from a COVID-19 nucleic acid test conducted within 72 hours of boarding a flight at their last layover destination. The new rules take effect later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
God is gathering Gideon's army, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. I know it feels like everybody's leaving the fight, but you know what? All I can tell you is God is gathering his people and refining the troops, if you will. The Disney movie Mulan highlights loyalty, bravery, truth, and devotion to family, the pillars of a civilized society. And I'm telling you right now, we are making a difference. Black and white standing together for the sacred cause to which we're engaged. We're talking about people doubling down and making a difference. Red Pill Expo coming up in Jekyll Island, Georgia, on October 10th through the 12th. Check it out. CSPOA event coming up in September at Liberty University. America's Last Hope event. It'll be on September 30th, 9 to 5 p.m. There's a war going on in our society, folks, and people are getting involved, Sheriff. This event, as you mentioned, is historic for a lot of reasons. One, it's where the Christians decide to double down and take the responsibility of a sheriff and the support that sheriff needs from the people who elect him. They're starting to take it seriously for once.
Yeah, they are. And I've been meeting with sheriffs ever since it started, and I am really encouraged and pleased at the response we're getting. One sheriff in Arizona tried to do everything to change a vacation that he and his family had planned for a year. And it was right at the beginning of September 30th. And he even called to see if he could get the houseboat that they had reserved at a little bit of a later time and get everybody's flights and times That's how much he wanted to be there. Finally, he just told me that, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I totally understood. And one other guy, Chief of Police Lauren Culp from Washington, he said he really wanted to be there, but he now is running against Governor Inslee in Washington. And Chief Culp is from a very small town, but he stood for the Second Amendment. He was Chief of Police of the Year for the CSPOA last year. And my goodness, Sam, he was just feeling so bad that he couldn't be there. But that's 2 days in his campaign that he really needs. Well, 3 days out of his campaign. 1 day to travel there, 1 day to be there, and 1 day to travel back. He really felt bad, and he wanted to be there very badly. And I said, look, you winning and beating Inslee would be a huge boon for all of us and for our country. And and so I said, please understand, you don't need to feel bad about this. We've got your back, and we're supporting you all the way. So we've already donated to his campaign.
All right, let's talk a little bit more regarding this CSPOA event coming up, America's Last Hope, because this is going to be an epic event at Liberty University. They're going to hopefully take video of it and everything, right?
Yeah, we will. We're not going to live stream, and I'll tell you why. We've discussed this before, too, but I don't want anybody thinking that, oh, well, I don't need to go. I can just watch it on the computer.
We also don't want the sheriffs to be hesitant to share what they really think.
Right. And Sam, there's just no way. I've been in a lot of important meetings on Zoom and other podcasts. It's not the same as being there. It's not even close. And, you know, you get busy doing other stuff and you're texting and you know, the grandkids come in or whatever. You're home trying to watch a meeting, especially an all-day meeting. It's not going to happen. You got to come there and you got to dedicate your time and your focus on what we're doing in that room. And I promised some people yesterday, I promise that if you get your sheriff there, he will not return the same person. He will absolutely feel different about his job, about his oath, and about America. You know, I can't guarantee that he'll, you know, all of a sudden become a Sheriff Rogers or a Sheriff Finch.
Yeah, because even if you know the truth, it takes guts to honor it, sir.
Sometimes people hold to the rod, and sometimes they just kind of barely hold to the rod. And you don't know how strong it'll be. But that's why even I wish we had the time and the wherewithal, the finances to continuously follow up with these sheriffs and go and visit them and you know, take tours of their facilities and whatnot. But man, Sam, it really does my heart good though when sheriffs go to those meetings. And you were at the first meeting, and Sam, I had this experience, and I'm not kidding you, it totally happened to me, and other people, at least two other people, came up and told me the same thing. They said, somebody bumped into me, and I turned and looked to see who it was, and nobody was there. And I really felt it was one of the founding fathers. And that happened to me in that Las Vegas meeting room. And then at least two other people said the same thing. And how many people said that it was such a spiritual meeting and so powerful at that Tuscany meeting room that we had, and it was an amazing, amazing, miraculous event. You know, I think this one's going to top that, and it's going to be because of the sheriffs in the room who are dedicated to the holy cause of liberty, and I really can't wait to be a part of it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am a man of prayer, and I got to say prayers at some of these places and some of these events, and I'm telling you, it isn't about me, but it is about God Almighty, and I believe His hand is in this work. That's why I refer to Matt Staver and Gideon's Army. That's why I refer to the fact that a lot of people are leaving the fight, but you know what? Don't let that in any way hesitate you in your actions. Don't let that erode your courage in any way. Understand who we are and what we're doing. And you know what? We were born for this day. We were born for this sacred battle of spiritual consequence. We were designed by Almighty God to defend the sacred cause of freedom. And let's take double, triple dose of courage now and say, hey, there is a CSPUA event where people are learning and growing and getting involved. And, you know, the Founding Fathers couldn't put their finger on the spiritual feeling that attended what they were doing. We feel the same, whether it's when we go to the CSPOA event or the Red Pill Expo or many of these events that are happening. We feel that same spirit among us, Sheriff. And let's be very clear to acknowledge God's hands in what we're doing.
Amen to that, Sam. That's absolutely correct. And, I am positive that we will start our meeting off with pledge and prayer.
I'm sure Liberty University will double down and do that, no problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, now, you know, I understand the Falwell Jr. scandal and everything else, and I feel bad for them, but let's make no mistake. Despite a mistake of a leader or two, which again, we pray they get the support and help and the love they need, and we pray, you know, that, hey, it's not as we're told in the media because you can't trust the media, but you also know there's serious, serious situation there. Let's not let that reflect on the broader cause of who's doing what. Just because a soldier falls, we pray he can repent and get up again and be healed. Nevertheless, the cause shall go forward with or without a Jerry Jr., with or without a person who falls or makes a mistake. You know what? The purposes of God shall be accomplished, Sheriff.
Yeah, and it's not about one person. And if the movement were to fall or die because of the failure of one leader, then something was wrong to begin with. And so, yeah, I mean, that happens, and I'd be happy to shake his hand there that day and thank him for the use of his building, and he offered it to us for free. And who arranged that but a sheriff from Virginia, Sheriff Richard Bond. Sheriff Richard Bond was the emphasis behind this. Sheriff Smith also, and then a few other sheriffs there pushing for this. And realizing that they needed this because of the fight that they're having with their governor, for heaven's sake. And so the emphasis behind this and the push behind this, man, are good sheriffs from Virginia. And so that's why this is happening. As you know, it's been postponed at least three times, maybe four. And it looks like this one finally is going to come to fruition. It's going to make the miracle happen again.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is just a little piece of the fight. It's a little effort made by a few people. But you know what? I believe out of small things, the Lord creates great things, Sheriff. You think of the Gideon's army example, and you just, you know, the prophet at the time just couldn't comprehend, what the heck are you doing, Father? Lord, what? The Lord knows what he's doing, folks. Let's have faith and trust in that, and let's understand, hey, he knows what he's doing, Sheriff. Yeah. It's not ours to question. It's ours to do our part. All right, the CSPOA event, America's Last Hope, going on in Lynchburg, Virginia at Liberty University on the 30th at 9 to 5 p.m. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? It's very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
my
up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family, isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, taking off the gloves for the sacred cause of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. We mean business. CSPOA.org. America's Last Hope event. Coming up at the end of this month at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. September 30th, 9 to 5 p.m. A lot of people won't be able to attend, Sheriff, but we will report on it after the fact, right?
Yeah, we will, and we will tape it and have it available later. But we want everybody, to, especially public officials and sheriffs, to attend. We don't want to say, oh, good, just stay home and watch it from home.
The best thing you can do is the following. You can put some money in to your sheriff, to your public officials. You can get the flyer to them, see if they'll attend. Help them go, and then when they get back, get a report from them personally, and then get a report from us on the radio, and then watch the after-the-fact videos. That's the best things you can do.
Absolutely. Perfect order there. And yeah, that's what it – we would love somebody to step forward and say, hey, I'm going to help pay for the breakfast, or I'll pay for the breakfast, and then maybe somebody else pay for the lunch. Some of our people are meeting with some big funders this weekend, but it doesn't seem like we ever have this thing funded, and then it always happens some way that it does. So
we never get the funding we hope for. We do get the funding that is required oftentimes.
Yeah, that's been the case just about every time. And this is, I think, our seventh national convention, but we can't take credit that this is ours this time, obviously, because of the sheriffs that put it together. And Sheriff Richard Vaughn, man, we're going to have to consider him for Sheriff of the Year, aren't we?
Well, he's doing a great job. He's providing real leadership. And, you know, this is an example where I think sheriffs oftentimes don't get engaged in the fight until liberty's on the line. And I think in Virginia, sheriffs saw liberty on the line, didn't they?
They did. And It happened with the gun control that the governor there was promoting and forcing, but then that same governor doubled down on his iniquities and actually came out and said that we should kill babies after they're born if the mother really doesn't want them. And but we'll make the baby comfortable. That's the word he used.
I'm just telling you right now, I believe that 90% of America thinks that's nuts on parade. They think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Even the ones that are normally for abortion or a woman's right to choose, when they hear that kind of stuff, they go, hold on, wait a minute.
Right.
But
tell me how many Democrats did that, Sam. Name one Democrat that came out and assailed Governor Northam for doing that.
Yeah, and I don't think many Republicans comparatively did either.
But they didn't. No, you're right.
I mean, a few spoke out, but for the most part, it was a deafening silence, to say the least. Let me wrap up another fight that we've got going on right this very second that I find very interesting. It's in the digital realm. That's why I want to report on it before the end of the hour. Mm-hmm. Headline says, Facebook has labeled. the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting as a mass murder. And Facebook placed the 17-year-old Rittenhouse on the company's list of dangerous individuals and organizations. And then the Facebook group takes down anybody who defends Kyle. So you can laugh about this, but here's the critical thing. You can debate this. You can have an opinion on that. I get all of that. You can agree with Kyle, disagree with Kyle, think he should have been there, think he shouldn't have been there. You can think a lot of things, Sheriff. And I support your right to think whatever you want, whether I agree or disagree with your views. But literally, Facebook now has basically condemned him in the court of public opinion, where there is no innocence until proven guilty viewpoint anymore. They have condemned him to the point where he's on a list already of, what did they say? They placed the 17-year-old Rittenhouse on a list of dangerous individuals and organizations. They're literally taking down and jamming the people who defend him. And okay, there's no fair trial here. He's already barbecued to the court of public opinion and manipulated against by the biggest media group in the world, Facebook. Is there a bigger one than Facebook? Maybe YouTube or Google? I don't know. But I don't know that there's a bigger one. They've already said you're guilty, sir. You're guilty of murder. It's a mass murder, they say. I don't even know what mass means, how many people died, okay? But all I'm telling you is we can debate the self-defense nature of it, but when you literally use that huge behemoth, Facebook, they might as well have executed him, at least when it comes to, getting a fair trial or when it comes to defending one's innocence until proven guilt or any of those things that we hold so dear in America, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Sam, we all need to get off that Facebook thing. It's run by evil people. It produces evil every day. Normal people who get on there do not act the same way they do in normal face-to-face interaction. I think it brings out the worst in people. I think it's one of the worst ways to communicate. The bullying that happens on there with youngsters and the horrible things that happen on Facebook, it's not worth it. Get your kids off of Facebook. You get off of Facebook and tell Facebook to shove it. We don't need them and we don't want them. And it has made a billionaire out of a horrible person. And I don't know why anybody continues to be part of that.
But when I think about what they've done to him, though, mm-hmm. They're saying he's already guilty as if they're somehow judge, jury, and executioner, man.
Of course they are. Yeah. And I will say, Sam, when I saw the video of that, I did question my very first thing, Sam, just like with Rand Paul being out there in the middle of the rioters. What on earth? I said, where in the world was security? You and I talked about that last week. The first thing I thought is, what in the world was that kid doing there in the first place? Why was he downtown in the middle of all that with a rifle in his hand? He should not have been there. And, again, that's my thinking. I still don't know why he was even there. If that had been my son, I would have been just shocked and scared to death that he would even consider such a thing. But a 17-year-old boy down there looked like he was by himself. I would love to find that out. I do not love, but
again, those are the details that we can debate and wonder about and learn about and vet and find out. But these people have already said you're a mass murderer and you're guilty.
And how do they come up with mass murder? Did he shoot one person and maybe shot it? I think maybe shot at two or three people, but I think he actually shot one person. But again, I'm not even totally positive about that. But I'd really like to know how they come up with mass murder. And that's going to be used against the prosecution. I guarantee you Facebook is helping that kid, not hurting him. They're helping him. He cannot get a fair trial now, and they're really... just totally botching this whole thing. And as you know, the media does not have to respect innocent until proven guilty. It'd sure be nice if they did, but they don't.
I guess
have.
Two men were killed, one was wounded.
Is that what it is? Okay. Two does not usually make for a mass murderer, but especially if that's the only time it's happened in his life, and especially if there were extenuating circumstances regarding self-defense. You know, so, yeah, I'm not too certain about how they're going to take care of all that, but it's a strange circumstance regardless, and it's going to be one that I'm going to really be interested in following how this case pans out in the courts, because I think Facebook has really made it extremely difficult for the prosecutors.
And extremely difficult for the truth, right? What I'm saying to you is I don't know exactly what happened there, nor am I claiming that I do. But neither does Facebook.
No,
and neither do the, quote, managers or owners or manipulators of Facebook. And so that's right. Why I say, why don't we leave it to the rule of law in the courts? He's been arrested. Some defend him vigorously. I'm one of those that say, hey, I believe he shot in self-defense. We can debate why he was there. I personally don't think it was wise to be there or go there in the first place, especially armed as he was. So I think that was a mistake. But again, there's a big difference between thinking you should do something or not versus a shooting versus the intent behind that shooting. And we need to be very careful in the media that we're not picking sides, that we're letting justice, the wheels of justice, grind the way they do. And what we need to be advocating for is an open and a fair and a transparent speedy trial for a gentleman like him, using the Constitution as his guide and protection as he navigates this. And that's what I advocate for. I just want the truth to fall where it needs to be. I don't know what that is, but I want the rule of law followed. I want order. I want the Constitution. I want a speedy trial. I want transparency. I want the ability to defend himself against his accusers. I want the whole deal, buddy.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that's not why it's going to be a very interesting case to follow. But there's some others associated with, you know, there's others in different cities that are pretty similar. But most of those involve still another police shooting, for heaven's sake. So things have been going crazy. And this one just seems like another one in the line of many.
There's only one way for the shootings to stop, though, right or wrong, depending on which side you're on or whatever else. There's only one way to get the shootings to stop. The only one way to get the violence to stop. Do you know what it is?
Return to fundamental principles and family values. And
yeah.
You know, because I question every time I see these looters. Where's the mom that was hitting her kid upside the head in Ferguson? One time we see one lady taking care of her child that was there.
And then what, she gets in trouble?
No, she didn't get in trouble.
Okay, good.
She was pretty much honored. But I still want to ask, where are all the families and where are all the parents watching this stuff? You know, what do they do? Go home and say, wow, you did a great job tonight, son. You burned three buildings, you know?
Well, where are the vast majority of American citizens who I still believe are Christian and are good people and who do see things right? We got to make sure they don't stay checked out of the fight for long.
Right. Yeah, it is. Oh, so alarming, Sam. I asked why that kid was there. That would be another family issue that there with Rittenhouse. But why are all the looters and rioters down there, for heaven's sake? What have we done, fam? Where are the
many of them are paid. Many of them are paid, and what we've got to do is trace the money to terrorism.
I would love to follow that trail, fam.
And we've got to create accountability there, and we've got to have the good people stand up. If you turn the nation to God and repent and pray, you follow the money and stop the funding of this terrorism. You have families demand that their children behave. You know, you'll see a different America tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if we continue to check out of the fight and say, by golly, it might affect my career and I don't want to be inconvenienced, then in my opinion, the carnage and the immorality will rage on. It is my prayer and the dedication of this radio program, along with the good Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, to say, we declare we the people along with the grace of the Almighty. We can and will restore Grendel to public. Get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic. CSPO.